That right there is a can crack. Look at this beer.
It's a road beer.
It's a road beer.
You're on the road.
It's a hotel road beer. It's a Voodoo Ranger IPA, which is actually a very good beer. New Belgium. Shout out New Belgium. Currently, Paige, I'm in Orlando in a hotel. Wi-Fi is blazing, thank God, because you know how I get with my slow Wi-Fi. I have Wi-Fi anxiety. I've got the ice bucket serving as my holding up my laptop. Got the ring light here. We're okay right now. We're okay. We'll talk about our live show here shortly, but we're thriving.
Yeah. We are thriving. And before we get started into football things, we do have to shout out our lovely sponsor, Municipal. We both have been saying we need to hit them up.
I've got new gear on the way.
I know.
Polos to wear.
Oh, you already sent in your request?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
I need to do it.
I did.
Ugh, I need to do it.
I'm excited. We wear a lot of gear for Municipal when we're doing our pod, we're doing our live show. And for me, I'm going to be completely honest. What I wear in the pod is really no different than what I wear in my everyday life.
No, you genuinely do. What's funny is I basically told you, I was like, when we had the sponsorship deal, I was like, hey, we need to get enough though, because we do this every week. We got to like be able to do it. And Kramer recently has decided that he no longer wants to be an outfit repeater and wants more Municipal and is getting more Municipal. So that is a positive thing for all of our YouTube viewers.
Also, it is like shopping season. Whether you're willing to, late Thanksgiving is, I think, screwing everything up. But there is a big holiday coming up. So if you need to shop for the special folks in your life, go to Municipal. They're friends of the show,
yeah, and
they're friends of us.
And you can win a gift card by sending Kramer matchups and game day upsets.
Shockingly, I'm behind a couple of weeks on picking a winner.
No.
But I will do that. I had somebody in my Twitter mentions today say, hey, did I win? And I haven't responded. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this before I go out tonight. We've got some fun random shit actually to talk about. We'll save that for random shit. But we did, you and I, do a playoff show. The other night we did it from I was on the road. It's always scary when one of us is on the road for these shows. So quick behind the scenes, shows 45 minutes to an hour that we do. If you're not listening, you should go to the BR app on Tuesday nights. We're way better than ESPN because we'll just kind of call it out how it is, and I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But at some point during the show, right? So I got into the hotel. I tried calling multiple times ahead of time, saying like, what's the Wi-Fi situation? So I'm staying on a Hilton property. So you could pay for the upgraded Wi-Fi. It's actually been fantastic. I'd say 20 minutes into the show, crystal clear, no problems. Your voice starts to sound a little robotic. Like a hinge of like almost auto-tune to start. Then gradually it's getting worse and worse. I'm looking at the chat. I'm assuming it's just me. If it wasn't, the chat would let us know. They're not shy.
Yeah.
And then by the end, you were gurgling nails. I'd hear Boise, like the remnants of Boise. And I had to like completely refresh my browser. It was fine. But I was playing hurt during this show. I want you to know that. I'm like listening so hard. Because I didn't know what I was going to fuck up by screwing up the connection. But we made it work. Actually, it was one of our best shows, I thought. And slowly but surely, we're understanding this stupid format.
Well, let's time out for a sec. Let's talk about what happened on my side of things. Where generally, during this show, I kind of guide us through where we're going. I'll give Kramer a cue of like, hey, we're going to start from 20 and the audience. We're going to go from 25 to 20. We'll talk about the teams, and then we'll get to the bracket after this, all of this, okay? So I am able to see the ESPN feed, and I'm able to watch kind of these rankings come in. But once we went live, I was already I told the producers, hey, it's a little fuzzy for me on my feed, but that usually happens, and it usually clears up when we go live for the most part. Well, it didn't. I was literally not able to see our own graphics and what our production team was putting up on screen, unless it was massive. Then I could like make it out because it was bigger, but I couldn't see the rankings. And so I was having to look at ESPN's ranking if they had them up in their broadcast, or I was having to, it's so I'm go typing their, in the, in, yeah. So I can't see the chat at all. I'm typing feverishly in our chat doc with our producers being like, someone give me the rankings. I cannot see the rankings and I cannot do this show without the rankings. I mean, it's not like I could have it memorized or something like that. So I'm basically panicking, trying to walk us like gracefully through these rankings when I couldn't see them for part of it. So luckily I was able to like make out stuff and you couldn't tell that much. It was just a bumpy start because I was like, I can't see them. Please get them to me. I don't know where to go. Like it's hard.
Well, you know, so I also can't see them, but I don't usually have to talk about them. So like, I'm like, yeah, this sucks, but it doesn't suck as much for me as this page. But what I do know, and you know to this too, because we've talked enough and done enough of these, is that when something is not right on your end, like you're typing, I can see, like, I'll fill. So after the show, you and I debriefed, and I said, like, I had this issue, you had that. But we can kind of now just, like, I'll blab. Like, you need one of us to blab. I, like, we will blab. We will fill.
Yep. I'm like, just keep going. Because,
like, the Indiana logo talking. Was, like, I'm like, is that SMU? I'm like, SMU is right. Like, it's hard. It was hard to see.
I was saying things and praying that it was not wrong. Because I was like trying to make out what it was. And also anyone who's ever put an image in like a Word doc or a Google doc knows that it moves the text like significantly. So I'd be reading a comment from the chat and our producers would like add a picture to try and show me the rankings and have the rankings in there. And it would like move it down and I'd be like, they alluded to that this was the case. And, you know, it was just one of those shows.
Yeah,
like you said, it worked out. It was a great show. But it was just one of those moments where one, I knew you could tell that something was wrong because again, I am pretty, we pretty much have a flow,
I'm looking at
especially
the same
after
shit.
The last show.
It was wrong.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what we're seeing here. But the other part of this is like, that's just the nature of live production. Like we've experienced enough live shows to know that like this happens. It doesn't happen very often where like it's significant enough to like cause you, usually you just kind of like work with it. But yeah, that was one of our toughest shows. And I feel like we squeaked it out. But yeah, it was hard.
Now, relatively speaking, for the content, let's talk about the content here. I think maybe the hardest thing for me, so when we haven't actually used these rankings once. So you and I each do our rankings before the show, and basically it's a safety net. If the production is going on ESPN side is going too long, we have something to utilize in the instance that they're tired of it just hearing us blab. So we have to do our rankings, and I fucked mine up. I'm traveling. It's crazy. And I had Boise State in there twice. Of course, like that's very me. But the reason I did is because now Boise State has a bye currently.
Yep.
And this is a scenario that we talked about a few weeks ago. And right now it's very real, and it could stay real, even though Boise kind of keeps screwing around. And it's what's that?
Sign.
Was I going out? Oh, your sign went out. Oh,
again.
So it's the sorts page. No. So okay, behind the curtain even more. You have an amazing new backdrop.
Yes, my studio is set up.
But the P and the O in sports. You have a nice neon light. It's actually awesome. That was like custom.
Yeah, my mom got it for me for my 30th birthday. It's my like logo that I my own like personal logo I had created, and she got it put it as a neon sign for my 30th birthday, and for the purposes of having it as like a background. And now 2 years later, I have it as a background. But the O and the R for some reason are deciding to shut off randomly. And 2 minutes into our show yesterday, it just went off, and I was like.
I don't even care.
There's so much else going on.
I still didn't notice it. Yeah, it's like that. That's not a good sign for me. Where I'm just like,
but,
you
know, I know.
Yeah,
just,
for you.
Well, to
no,
be fair,
that's true. It's like
it's
your
extra,
Wi-Fi.
It's filler. But anyway, Boise State.
It does look nice. So Boise State has a bye, and the more I think about this since our show, that's like pretty stupid. Okay, like, and I'm going to be careful here. I think Boise State is great. I think Group of Five access is great. I think it's really fucking dumb. I think it's really, really dumb that you're going to give them a bye because they happen to play in a conference that they're winning despite being behind other teams.
They would be undefeated, though, if it weren't for playing Oregon. It's not like they didn't play a tough team and try to have a tough non-conference.
But, like, why are we giving them a bye? Like, what...
Because if Colorado wins the Big 12, they're supposed to get a bye.
I know. To be clear, you're right.
Like,
by
let's
the rules,
take a moment.
No. I get the rules. I'm saying the rules are dumb. Boise State should not be getting a bye over a Penn State. Like, and I don't Penn State.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying
different discussions
yes.
here.
The
bye rule is stupid as opposed to it not being just the top four teams.
How we're distributing buys.
So like you can get in if you're a top five champion or whatever, but the seeding is stupid. Not the fact that Boise State would deserve a bye over a Big 12 champion.
I just think they're the number. It's like they're the number 12 team, and we're giving them a bye. And they're clearly no. It's just dumb. It's a dumb format. Like, and it's taken me a long time.
But that doesn't. So for me, that's dumb that we would
do
that for Colorado.
I'm sorry that I. I think you're right.
That would be dumb. That would be so dumb to give Colorado a bye over a Penn State or over a two-loss SEC team. Like, are we joking?
No, I agree.
I think you're attacking the Group of Fives for no reason.
No, and I'm pro Group of Five. This is why I'm torn. I spent the majority. No, get them in. But I think, okay, if you win your conference, you should be in the playoff. Period. Full stop. Love it. Arizona State, do your thing. BYU, Boise State, great.
Yeah.
The byes right now feel like they should be sacred. You should really have to earn the bye. And I don't know, Boise State winning its conference is a big accomplishment. But, like, is it as big of an accomplishment as some, like, Ohio State not getting a bye and Boise State getting a bye?
Well, they're going to after this week, but.
Well, they won't if they don't beat Oregon. They won't get a bye because they're not a conference champion.
I guess you're right.
So.
Okay. I see your point. No. I think the system for byes should be just the top four teams.
Now, while I'm shitting all over
the automatic bids, though.
While I'm shitting all over that.
Yes.
No, it's great. This is going to torture you for 55 minutes. That's your lights keep going out. I got to narrate it. Now, I don't love that. Now, I love Boise State getting access. There's meat here. UNLV, right, is technically not out of it. Like, whoever wins that championship, Boise would have to play UNLV in the championship game, I think. Is that true? UNLV is now ranked. Arizona State could be in the playoff. I love that. I also love the idea that we're talking about where we're playing playoff games. Like, Penn State put playoff tickets on sale. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, seems a little aggressive, by the way.
Okay, so I think I think we're on the same page where we think that there should be automatic bids, but there should not be buys for the top four champions. It should be the top four teams.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And I want full stop. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I can agree to that.
Burning your
There's certainly a flaw to that, and I don't know exactly what it is.
No,
but it could
be
like, okay, you get a billion SEC teams getting byes, or
why the fuck are we giving Boise a bye? I mean,
instead of Ohio State. No, that's completely fair. Completely fair. I agree.
And I like Boise.
The way you had that argument starting, it was going to be a really bad argument between the two of us. But I'm glad you resolved it.
Say it right. My brain is not working. Hopefully, by the time I get to the bottom of this, it will work. Other things in the rankings that kind of pissed me off, and I think it pissed you off too. BYU fell 8 spots. Don't understand why Miami Well, we do understand. We said it for a while. The ACC clearly is more beloved than the Big 12, but it's really weird.
And the brand in Miami, though.
The brand does matter. That's a good point,
I think,
too.
If you had an SMU team that was winning the way that Miami was, lost when Miami lost, they would have had the BYU effect. But it's specifically Miami. And it's because they have Cam Ward. They're being given the benefit of the doubt. But it is ridiculous to me that SMU was not put in that position and they aren't going to punish. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It's very stupid. It's like they're waiting to drop certain teams. Like, you lose that game, BYU. You lose the shit out of that game. And they did. And then they dropped. I think
We've got some breaking news. It's actually like a nothing burger, but just Mack Brown not retiring yet. He plans to return next year, which, not that there was like huge speculation that he wouldn't, but there was at the beginning of the year. So just
kind of want to. I'm also shocked that they're not. Like, I saw Jim McElwain is retiring, and like,
yes,
Jim McElwain is being told to retire. Why are we keeping Mack Brown around? I love Mack,
by the way, big fan.
Yes,
but like,
you are a big fan. I think, I don't know why that is happening. But
interesting.
Yeah,
maybe don't want to pay him. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Mack Brown not retiring. Back to you.
Not retiring.
Any other playoff thoughts? Group of Five. I do love you, and the fact that we have Army, we have UNLV, Tulane, Army, and Boise State. So, almost, 20% of our top 25 is made up of Group of Five teams. I like that. I'm a fan of that. So let me ask then. So if UNLV and Boise meet in the championship game, well, Colorado State. All right, so right now it's Boise State and Colorado State and then UNLV. Colorado State is undefeated in conference play. They're an underdog this week. So Colorado State, if they beat Boise State, could make the playoff?
It's highest ranked group of five. So, yeah, it gets an auto bid to whoever
wins. But then Army, that's a mess. See, this is where the system gets fucking weird. Colorado State,
well, yeah,
because
you could have. Well, it would just be where the committee would evaluate those teams individually.
But and Army.
Because Army.
Also.
I think Army would be. Army would get the nod there, Ben.
So let's say Army loses to Notre Dame. Army Navy plays after the committee picks the playoff, right? Like. That game,
No.
Game is on December 14th.
They do. I'm thinking
that's the
Heisman
day. So are they making the playoff before the season? I have no idea. We should probably know this.
Over.
I should know this, but I'm just being honest. I don't. Boise State holds a lot of really funky fucking things in their hands. And they fell down early last week.
Well, because also it's like which conference. It's not even just one conference that you're looking at in terms of conference champions. So it doesn't make it that easy.
Yeah, and Tulane as well could definitely be in the playoff. Who do they play? But they have a
Who did
a
they
tough
rank
game.
Above? No, who currently is ranked? Okay, so Army and Tulane are ranked 19 and 20.
So Tulane just has one more game, which actually makes me sad. And that is Navy or Memphis next week. That's a good game.
Okay, so I don't think Army has a chance over Tulane.
If they lose to Notre Dame, they're going to fall.
They're going
to. And then Tulane. But if Tulane plays Memphis, so, I mean, that's a losable game. I'm betting Tulane.
If
that's
Tulane,
not Thanksgiving,
I'm just
bro.
Saying in terms of like. More realistically, who's going to lose? Tulane or Army?
Oh, no. I got you. I follow you.
So, yeah. So, I would give the nod. But that's basically why the rankings are so important as part of this and how they're evaluating.
It also makes these shows, which I love and we love to do, like as they have less value than they used to, because like so much of this is going to come together.
Well, there's just like, well, I mean, end. To be fair, we get to talk more what ifs on these shows. It's less likely to be the same for four teams, which is nice. But like the other part I agree. Again, if say Army and Tulane both lose and UNLV moves up, then they would get the nod. So I think it's more likely that you have a UNLV team and a Tulane team than you would have Army. Obviously, this is all if Boise State
hinging
decides
on
to,
this
to
week.
Choke,
and if Army beats Notre Dame this week, by the way, that changes everything. Everything. That's actually a big chaos factor
for literally every conference. That would be like
every conference. Huge. No, we did a story in Bleacher Report. It was which teams will impact the playoff most, and like Notre Dame was playing Navy, who they kicked the shit out of. And then this game though, Army, that changes everything because Notre Dame's out, Army is in. I'm telling you, don't sleep on that USC game against Notre Dame next week. I'll keep saying it. I'm going to beat that drum. You're right. This is my favorite time of the year, the scenarios. I'm already tired of the people campaigning for the SEC. I'm maybe more tired of the people campaigning against the SEC. You have this Indiana versus SEC conversation, which is funny. Everyone just needs to shut up. This, where we are now, which is divisionless slop, is what we deserve. That is, we have earned this. We've earned this. The SEC has earned this. This is greed. This is proper, not proper planning. And this is what you get now.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I've said multiple times this season that the SEC really hasn't been what we're used to in terms of level of play. So I understand strength of schedule. I understand all of that. But it's just so entertaining to listen to SEC fans try and defend like their conference and how things have gone and that their schedule is so tough and that things are so tough in the SEC that it's like actually ridiculous because, again, like we were talking yesterday about strength of schedules, like Texas, like of all the teams that are just not even being worried about and are just skating by, like it just bothers me that there's so much attention being paid to Indiana versus what Texas has done and even Miami. Like it just is very strange to me those aren't talking points for those teams. But I cracked up at probably what I thought was the funniest tweet that I've seen in such a long time, where someone was like, you know, quote tweeted Kirby's post-game thing where he was like, you know, tell him to come down here and see what it's like to play in this environment. And it's like, how could anyone in the Big Ten play Mercer in November or handle Mercer in November?
Oh, I fucking
kind of
hate
throwing
this
jigs
week.
At Cupcake Week. It's like this last week for Alabama and then this week for a bunch of other teams. Like, it's just embarrassing. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, if that was in the beginning of the season, I don't think people would care as much. But you don't get to say, oh, it's so tough, oh, it's so hard, when you guys do that purposely so teams don't lose any more games and you go into championship week. It didn't matter before because you weren't cannibalizing each other. You had Georgia and Alabama who were just dominating and then just beating up on each other in the championship. But now it does matter. And the fact that you're choosing to play those cupcake games at the end of your season, if you really want to be the big bad dogs of the college football landscape, play actual teams and play like teams you play at the very beginning of the season, like you do at that point in the season.
The chicken shit Saturday, as we call it, they've gotten more creative in spreading some of the games out. Like Alabama plays at Oklahoma, which on paper many months ago looked like a really good game. I covered Nick Saban in Alabama multiple times this week. So, like, blast from the past, but this is funny. Alabama was tough with access, but they were good with us. We had a good relationship. But they wouldn't want you to go down when they're playing LSU or any of that shit. You'd have to go down when they're playing, like, Georgia Southern. No offense, Georgia Southern. Or somebody in that ilk. And I remember when you'd go to his press conference or his radio show, which I did multiple times, Thursday nights, like, right, where you'd go out which is some of the most engaging Nick Saban content. Like, the beat writers knew this is the week Saban's going to get pissed off because they're playing like a fucking option team, and it's, and they're a 38-point favorite, and he has to motivate. And sure enough, those weeks were when Saban would go off before the Iron Bowl. It this week in the SEC always does kind of piss me off, and I think it's kind of gross for fans. I understand they stand a purpose, but
I feel bad hating on the teams coming in because they are getting paid to do this. So, like,
no, but
I think
fuck
those teams deserve that.
Yeah, but it's bad. Like, college football does not start its season or end its regular season very well. At all. So you have Ole Miss, Florida. Go ahead. I'm going to digest the schedule while you.
Going into this podcast today, I would have never thought today was like a feisty day, but for the two of us, it feels like a very feisty outlet coming out right now.
All right. So here's what you have. It's better than it usually is. Let me say that. You have Ole Miss, Florida, which could get spicy. You have UMass, Georgia, 42-point spread. You have UTEP, Tennessee, 41.5. You have Kentucky, Texas, 20.5. South Carolina, Wofford. Arkansas, Louisiana Tech. Missouri, Mississippi State, fine. Mississippi State's bad. Arkansas, Oklahoma, fine. Texas A&M, Auburn, can't wait to talk about it. And LSU, Vanderbilt. They've spread these games out, though. If you go back and look at the weeks, like Missouri played UMass, like in the middle of the year. You remember that? We're like, what is this? So they've tried to avoid it being anticlimactic. It's still pretty anticlimactic. It's not great. I can't read what that says because it's blurry, but I'm sure it's very insightful.
It says, it means more.
It does mean more. Now, I think the SEC...
The dumbest one, I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
Yeah, please save us from the SEC fans that are going to be really upset. I'm not saying that it's...
No,
it's just frustrating because... I don't like the argument that's being made about some of this stuff, especially with the year in college football that we've had. Like, did you expect, well, I mean, maybe people did expect LSU to lose by a billion to Alabama, but like there's just a lot of stuff in the SEC this year that we're not used to seeing.
You know what though? You know what I'm not getting the vibe of?
Inconsistency.
I'm not getting the vibe that the 13th team is going to be that I'm going to care. Whoever's left out.
Really?
I don't know if I'm going to care. Yeah. Like, you had your shot. We're looking at these teams.
If it's Indiana,
like,
I'm going to care.
Well, that you could be outraged. And that you could have a point. But, like, you and this is a big thing, too. You're going to be able to pick and choose teams with schedules at the start of the year.
Because
you're going to lane this thing. Lane had a good SEC schedule. They spent a lot of money. And they said, let's go for it. And it's so far worked out. And if they beat Florida, and they're definitely going to beat Mississippi State, they're going to make the playoff. And that's an investment well spent.
We're going to walk through a scenario here. If
Are you writing this down? Is that why you have paper?
I just always have a pen and paper just for good ideas, you know?
I could hear it in the microphone, though. It sounded very legitimate, like you're going to start writing a poem or something.
I'm just... Dear College Football Playoff Committee.
Fuck.
What happens if SMU takes the auto bid? Miami still gets in. Okay. What happens if Colorado gets in or an ASU gets in with an auto bid? I would think that there would be no other Big 12 teams being added. Correct? But then you've got, let's see. So we've got Miami, SMU. You're going to have Ohio State, Oregon.
I do love this game. Can't quit you playoff scenarios.
I know. Miami, SMU. Okay, so random Big 12 winners. So let's put Colorado in just for the people. Colorado.
By the way, I'm going to add some context to this. To make the college football playoff right now, odds, because Colorado is -120 to make the college football playoff. Would you like to know what Indiana is?
Wait, I would say Colorado's again, and I'll be able to make a guess.
-120.
Indiana's to make the playoff?
Yes.
Are they plus?
No.
Plus 100? No, they're not plus money?
They are minus 450 to make the college football playoff.
See, this is... Okay.
Would you like to know what Oregon is to make the college football playoff? These odds are wild, by the way. So this
yeah, a bajillion.
Minus 20,000.
So we've got Alabama.
Ohio State's minus 10,000. Texas and Georgia are both minus 2,500.
I'm going to give Ole Miss.
Penn State is minus 1,600. Alabama minus 1,000.
Okay. So in that scenario, I don't think this is a really... this is maybe?
UNLV is plus 1,800. Thinking about it.
Oh, I got to admit.
Tulane, plus okay. 500.
So here's the thing. Even in that scenario, Indiana should get in. The argument is going to be for a significantly way more losses SEC team. And that's where that conversation is going to be very frustrating. So currently, if you have SMU getting the auto bid and Colorado getting the auto bid, okay? I've got Miami, SMU, Ohio State, Oregon, Colorado, Penn State, Boise State, Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia, Notre Dame, and that 12th spot would be Indiana. You'd have to give it to Indiana. What other team would deserve it? And if someone says Tennessee, well, I will chuck something.
Tennessee right now,
I think Indiana
is minus 135 to make the playoff. Miami minus 180, SMU plus 100. I love
what's
SMU.
What's left on Tennessee's schedule? I love this game.
These odds are fascinating. Boise State minus 400. Ole Miss
UTEP
minus 500.
And Vanderbilt. And then they're Vandy's not going to... Vandy's likely on the road. Tennessee likely won't be in the championship game, so they could be... Okay. So basically, you'd be arguing But again...
You want to know a fan base that could be pissed off, though. That feels like one of them.
That is in
the fringe of like being fucking like.
Because you beat
pissed.
Alabama. So, again, everyone's argument is going to be like, what was their best win? So, it is going to be a discussion about Tennessee and Indiana in that case.
I'm telling you, I think this week's games, we'll talk about it
but
here
you
shortly.
Can make that argument also about a Penn State team as well.
What's
Penn
that?
State's strength of schedule? Sorry. Sorry, I totally interrupted your thought with this rant of mine right now.
Oh, no, we're just spilling words. See, Penn State, they've beaten Illinois. Yeah, it's not great.
Who's now ranked? But still, I think it's just you could make this argument for everyone. And the other part is that people look at the evaluation of their schedules from the beginning of the year. Like, teams that probably had a really great strength of schedule to start the year, and then it's just looked like shit the rest of the year. And that's
but
not
I
their
look
fault.
At like,
well,
I
Indiana's
look at like
a perfect example.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. I know how you feel about Kirby, but I'm going to defend them. Their strength of schedule has been fucking horrible. Like,
they're in. Look, I'm giving them the spot. I gave them the spot where I believe
Clemson,
they deserve
Alabama,
to be in there.
Texas, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. Honestly, the fact that they have two losses, and look, they've got basically they're going to cakewalk.
Washington and Michigan really screwed Indiana. If they were better teams, their strength
is
yes.
Well, if Michigan was a little bit better, they may have won that game. But
well, and that's where it's like a catch 22 because I think the SEC can argue the opposite of like, okay, you know, we're being punished because we play with good teams. But I think the other part is that like that the SEC has not had this problem in recent years. So for us to see Tennessee beat Alabama, for us to see, you know what I mean? Like we're not used to for Ole Miss to get that win. Like you're just not used to seeing that stuff. So again, it's like, which side do you choose? Like what argument what matters more And I guess we've talked about it. It means more in the SEC.
I've got some terrible news.
Did you already finish that this beer?
It's close, and I don't even know.
Don't fix my side.
That's right. We'll slow play the rest of this. You just turn on the P and the O. That's sword stage.
I also have my Nick Saban prayer candle, by the way.
Which is fantastic. No, you know what? Let's talk. There's a couple other things. Then we'll do locks. Then we'll talk about this week a little bit. Then we'll do locks because there are some interesting what-if scenarios. And
it's not that easy to dictate which way a show's going, huh?
No. We're fucking freewheeling it. You just give us microphones and turn it on. We'll do a goddamn show. I was with family this week, by the way. And not like, wow, you are very insightful college football writer. It is that Modelo clip was great. Like that Modelo, like it's not like your knowledge is great. Like it's like, wow, you guys and your Modelo, fucking hilarious. Like I'm starting to think I'm a prop, just a prop, just like a. They're like, did you plan that?
We both are.
I'm like, no, we didn't plan it. Of course not. That would require preparation and like no. We just did it.
I told you more people have talked to me about that than anything else that we've really ever done.
It's your P and your O went out again, by the way.
I know. I was trying to leave it.
Just leave it. No, it's all right. You should shame me about my Wi-Fi sucking. Say, hey, I didn't hear that. It was a little choppy, and I would feel immediate anxiety. All right, let's talk about the head coach of Indiana, Kurt Cignetti, getting the bag. I did an interview with him, Paige. I don't know. One of my favorite stories, how the Alabama dynasty was built. I talked to like Mark Ingram. I talked to all these people, players that committed first year. And I talked to Cignetti because Cignetti was Saban's secret weapon. Recruited Julio Jones, recruited Mark Ingram. It was one of the more boring interviews I did because I'm like, oh my God, everybody is speaking so highly of this guy. And like he was fine. And I don't mean that like in a disparaging way, but you were not getting a lot from him. I think it's really cool. That's kind of his MO years later when they ask him, who am I? Just Google me. So that's sort of his thing. The fact that we're giving away $72 million contract basically after 3 months, I love it. Good for him. Amazing for him. It's also tough because now when Indiana's schedule does get harder, and it will.
And those teams will get better, yep.
And the teams will get better, right? Like this shit's going to be difficult. And so you have to keep this coach. Indiana is in a no-decision situation. But when he wins 7 games 1 year, and that's going to happen because it's hard to fucking do this in Indiana, we have to be able to stomach that. And I guess there's so much money in the sport. No one's going to care because it's Indiana. Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I'm happy for him.
We're getting to the point where people won't care and bring it up.
But it's brutal. It's such a cutthroat competitive nature of this. It's wild that he doubled his salary in 3 months. I mean, it's amazing the power these coaches can have on an institution. So good for him. But when he wins 7 games, let's just not get all pissed off. It's going to happen. It's hard. What's Indiana's 2025 schedule? Do we know that?
I think we know.
Do they have to play the good teams
again? I love
how
we get games like 30 years in advance, but we never get like conference schedules.
Hold on. I mean,
I don't think we do.
Hold on. Old Dominion.
We definitely would. We would only know who they played, not when they played them.
You know, this is not that bad. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State. Way to step out, Indiana. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Illinois, Michigan State, UCLA, Wisconsin, at Iowa, at Maryland, at Oregon, at Penn State, at Purdue. Okay, there's some teeth to there. But you don't play Ohio State. You play at Oregon, you play at Penn State. Those are a couple of losses, but not too bad.
Not too bad. And in a 12-team playoff in an SEC-like scenario this year, they could get in.
Yeah.
And the expectation is set now that it's expanded that you get in. And with that contract extension, that's the plan.
Also in Big Ten news, we're getting ready to do our show, and I see a report that Oregon has made its way to the Big Ten championship game. What the fuck, Big Ten? Like, we crunched some data, and there's no way they can't get in. So on a Tuesday night, we're gonna do this. Now, Oregon, congratulations! But did you
I'm
read
sad
it?
For
I didn't
Oregon.
Follow up.
I'm so sad for Oregon, because it's like you get usually like you win a game and you get to celebrate that because it's like confirmed that you did that. Like the Big Ten didn't do a good job and this is their first year in it, and they're like, by the way, you get to go.
But by the way, I thought you were going to say Oregon. It's your Oregon. We're not going to do. I'm trying to create Modelo magic. I know people say Oregon.
Oh, I was like, oh gosh.
No, I'm Oregon.
Who says Oregon?
I know people that say Oregon. What? Yeah. I like how you just like said that, like you want to confront them. Like, who says Oregon? Okay,
who are they? Give me their addresses, and I will be there by morning.
But Oregon is in the Big Ten championship game. A rematch with Ohio State would be unbelievable. Actually, it would be one of the more interesting, I think, championship games we've had in a really long time. Because the Big Ten championship games, because of divisions, have largely been bad. Iowa was in last year's Big Ten championship game, and it was bad. They've been in a few, too. Do not recommend. OSU, Ohio State, speaking of, loses another lineman to injury. This is becoming a thing. They've been able to overcome it, I thought, the last couple of games. Concern level for you on this? It's not, it's not great, obviously. Where's your concern level? Yeah.
I'm hoping
Indiana. We'll talk about this game. We got thoughts on this game, but I don't think that's very good.
No, I don't think it's very good either.
And then Shedeur Sanders is, I think, committed to play in the Shrine game. Now, before we came on, you implied that maybe shenanigans were afoot. I'm putting words in your mouth, but you said like, hey, huh? Like that doesn't seem normal. Like, so would you like to elaborate on that? Cause I'm in, by the way,
okay,
I'm in
so
for shenanigans.
These games and events are very important for people who are going into the draft. Okay. There's also like a part of it that is kind of schmoozing and getting your guy an invite and doing all of those things. So for a big name guy to just be going that maybe doesn't need to go feels like maybe a play on it being a positive thing for some of these draftees to go to. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, you sound like a politician. Like, well done.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to say, if I had to choose, I love the Senior Bowl. I've been, like, go to the Senior Bowl, promote the Senior Bowl.
No, I'm going to take a different take. It's a parallel take. I think the Shedeur Sanders draft process is going to be fucking great. I think
it
the
is.
Deion Sanders, Shedeur, shake everything up. There's coaching rumors to the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to the Shrine game for some reason. We like Shedeur as a player, by the way. I love watching him play. I'm actually kind of like the not so subtle arrogance. All of it now to me is kind of, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And he's looks great.
He's
tough
as
shit. I think
it's going to be fun because we're not going to have to deal with
it. Yes, that part too. Yes, no, we can. But no, that's kind of why I love this story, because we can deal with it like from like behind the rope and just be like, oh, look at that. But I'm so excited for him and Deion to go through this process, because I think it'll be Eli Manning, Peyton Manning-esque, and I can't wait. And he's good. He's legitimately good. It's a weird year for the draft. Very weird year for the draft. Do not have the normal run of assumed 1 through 8, 3 quarterbacks. I don't think we have that this year. Shador seems like the guy. Carson Beck looked like the guy temporarily, I thought, on Saturday night. I'm not saying he is the guy. Thumbs down from Paige, from Sertz Paige. If you think this episode's off the rails,
the fact because you know it's upsetting me, you know it's upsetting me.
Oh no, no, I but it's like it. There's nothing you can do, and you've told me this about my tech problems. There's nothing you can do. Certs page.
Just gotta leave it.
No, just leave it. It's a badge of honor. It's a scar, and you'll get it to fix. But that's infuriating. whatever we were talking about. Oh, Shador. So to be continued. I have thoughts on their game against Kansas, by the way. Do we want to get to locks? Do we want to talk about this
Let's
week?
Get to
what
locks.
Do we want to do? All right. I'm on fire, by the way. I'm on fire. I don't know
Stop
how our locks have done, but I am on fire on our BR picks. Thank God. I went more than half the season not having a week above 500. Seriously. Not getting clobbered most weeks, but like 4 and 5. And last 3 weeks, I am 19 and 6, I believe. So I've earned this, but I want to stay hot.
Wow.
So with that in mind.
You missed my joke, and I'm really upset about it.
What was the joke?
It's your internet Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, I have it
There's
now.
There's a little
You've
bit of a delay.
Clear this whole time. Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah.
No, not like when we recorded in New York and other episodes. We've had some doozies. We've had Wi-Fi issues so bad, unreleased episodes.
Yeah, we have that one still. Unreleased episode that is literally unhinged.
In the vault. I think alcohol was involved. And again, we'll talk. We got random shit to get to. All right. I will start.
Okay, locks.
Auburn plus 2.5 versus Texas A&M. Okay. Absolutely a revolting pick. I am disgusted with myself. I fucking hate Auburn. I think Hugh Freeze is fraud. But I love them this week. They're playing a top 15 team who's only laying 2.5 points. Auburn or Texas A&M is going to be one of the most public plays all week. Auburn has fucked me twice this year. Vanderbilt and Oklahoma. I remember them well. The Oklahoma game was horrible. They get the little payback here. Little payback. Auburn plus 2.5. I'm hoping that number gets 3. It was at 3 earlier in the week. I think it's 2.5 now. So that's where I'm going to start. Don't feel good about it at all.
Okay. I'm going to go with game that I don't think you picked. I'll wait for the one that I know we picked mutually. I'm going to take Wisconsin plus 2.5. Sorry, neighbor Jason.
Neighbor Jason, by the way, had some Nebraska thoughts over the weekend. They play Iowa to end the year. And like they're one win away from a bowl, right? Like this is, and didn't you have Raiola say we're making a bowl? Didn't he kind of call a shot this week?
Did he?
Yeah, Holgorsen. All right, I don't want to say I like it. I'm going to remove myself from this Nebraska discussion.
Yes,
I just
that's fair.
It's curious. What does Wisconsin do after nearly upsetting Oregon? It's a down bad bowl is what this is. But I will omit my pick. Another disgusting play. Oh, my God. Mississippi State plus 8 versus Missouri. I don't know why you and I liked Missouri in the offseason. I've not liked this team at all during the year. I bet against them last week in South Carolina. That didn't go well. Well, they're not making the playoff like their coach said. And I think this is a total letdown game. The season is over. It's been fine. But all the things that you wanted are not there. Mississippi State's going to find a way to muster up a cover. Missouri wins. They cover.
Okay. This is also a disgusting pick. Vanderbilt plus 7.5 versus LSU. I think you're on the opposite side.
I know on my BR picks I am. I don't think they're on my locks, but in my extended picks, I am. But to be clear, I feel like LSU minus 7.5 is also disgusting because they're a disgusting team. So I can't argue with this. Vanderbilt's played tough against good teams. No. That's not disgusting. We're not going head to head. But still. Now, I'm like dumpster diving. Oklahoma State +3.5 versus Texas Tech. I mean, Mike Gundy's lost seven in a row. This line just kind of sticks out to me that they're going to hopefully have some heart.
Can you imagine picking them to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the year?
It's one of the worst picks I've made. It's one of the worst. I picked that Clemson would make the playoff last year. No. I'm glad you brought this up. I picked here are some of the worst bets I've ever made. Notre Dame to cover against Alabama in the national championship. That I think that still is the worst bet I've ever made because you knew it within 30 seconds. Then you listen to Monte Tail, like the game was over before they even started. And I think this might be number two. Texas or Clemson to make the playoff last year was pretty bad. But no, I have no excuses, Paige. This was bad. This was bad. My second pick would have been Utah. I think my third pick would have been Arizona. Sorry.
Which would all have been terrible picks. The Big 12. I mean, ASU was picked to finish last, and Colorado was picked to finish 11th. Also, I still need the conferences to fix their names with how many teams they're in it. Like, we need to come up with new names because I'm not doing the numbers thing. Speaking of ASU, I'm taking them again. -3.
I like them. I like BYU.
I can't say I like them. I like them to win this bet for me.
Don't you like that team, though?
I have been very positive about... Why are you doing that to me?
Not the program. I get it. You can hate the program. But they have fun players. Scadaboo's a fun player. Levitt's a good player. Dillingham's kind of like...
You're just not going to get me to say it. No.
No, okay.
No, right. I like winning bets on them, and I like being right about them when we're talking about college football playoff stuff.
He should win Coach of the Year by it should be unanimous. Unanimous. Like, in a normal year, I'm assuming somebody would give him a job. He turned Bo Nix into a competent NFL quarterback. Like, a good – you know what I mean? That was the guy. Like, this guy is good. He's kind of weird. My friends really don't like him. Like, you watch him coach a game, and they're like, this guy
really
pisses me off. And yeah. His sideline disposition, like, it's kind of like...
Well, did they like Dan Lanning?
Well, Dan Lanning kind of, like, has grown into the swag. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, Dan Lanning kind of, like, has... That's a good point. No, I don't know if they'd like anybody, honestly. Lanning kind of annoys everybody, too. But that's, like, his thing.
Well, not me.
Well, you don't like Lanning either?
No, I love Lanning. He doesn't annoy
me. Oh, I get it. It's more of an Arizona.
Which is weird, because he's the type of guy that I would normally hate. But once Nick Saban left the South, I was like, I'm going to focus on not liking Kirby. Just kidding. Kirby's fine.
That you have. Where did the rest of my picks go? Oh, that's right. They're in the doc. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Are you going to do the one that we're both on the same?
Is that Ohio State?
Rock Chalk? No.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's do that one first. Yeah, Colorado's losing to Kansas. We're on Team Kansas?
We are.
That's a fun game. That's going to be a very fun game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
What time of day is that? Isn't it during the day?
I think it is.
I think it's like a 12:30 game my time. Yeah, it is.
I forget.
12:30 my time.
That is a perfectly good afternoon game.
What's the
I
night?
Love it. Yes.
The night slate. Iowa State, Utah. Wow, the latest top 25 game starts at 4:30. Because UNLV plays at 7 p.m.
Auburn's
on the Friday.
Night. Alabama, Oklahoma. Night slate is Notre Dame, Army. Not bad. Yeah, it's an interesting week of college football. All right, so we're both
What's
on
your
that.
Last one?
I've got it is my last one. Ohio State minus 13 versus Indiana. Yeah, I did a video for BR Betting. It was like Powerhouse versus Fairy Tale. And I like Indiana, but I'm a realist. You and I have kind of backed Ohio State all year. The only thing that scares me about this pick, like even against Northwestern, Ohio State just doesn't
like sometimes they play squash. Down.
They play down. They play with their food. They're just kind of like content to, yes. to like beat up on a team. But I think Brian Day wants to fucking beat them badly. I think this is a Ryan Day.
To be fair, he should because it'll make a huge statement.
I agree. No, I think he wants to fight an official in this game, which he's tried to do multiple times.
So even if they win and it's a close game and then you end up in a situation where you lose to Oregon again in your championship game, like you need to be able to say, look this at this other win. Look at the Penn State, you know what I mean? Like they need to be able to circle some things that are like meaningful. And I think that would be another one outside of Penn State. My last one is a similar line. I'm going to take Alabama -13.5 versus Oklahoma.
I have no issues there. I saw Dave Portnoy put a bet on Alabama to win the national championship today. And I kind of like it. I actually don't think it's a bad bet. I think Jalen Milroe on video game mode is like as big of a problem as you will have in the playoff if that guy gets going, truly.
I said I thought they were the best team in the SEC right now. I think Ole Miss obviously like is 1B. I'm not just hating on Georgia to hate on Georgia. Georgia's had their moments.
I was with an Ole Miss fan for a couple of days down here in Florida. And it's funny, I've known this guy for years, and he is Ole Miss through and through. He's worried about the Florida game. He's worried about the Florida game. That game, which I got to be honest, I think could be close. Florida's a weird team. You and I talked about a show. I think this week is going to be an absolute mess. Like, I think this week has a chance to be one of those weeks.
We love a good absolute mess. Speaking of absolute messes, random shit. So you and I had random shit that we should have talked about last week and we forgot about in typical fashion. Both of us last week injured ourselves pretty significantly. I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. Please tell your story first because I called you to tell you that I hurt myself. You told me the story and I was literally in tears. Because it also just, for people who listen to the show, they will also resonate with the fact that it's just like the most Kramer story I have actually ever heard.
Well, I have a double dip. In one weekend, I was carrying my son up on my back to his room on a step, and I missed the step, and my knee buckled, and I thought I blew out my knee. And I kept carrying him, and my knee hurt, by the way. It's better now. But I told you, I'm like, I think I may have fucking blown out my ACL. Yeah. So that was earlier. The following night, I wake up to use the facilities. It is pitch dark, right? I can't see anything. I'm walking into my bathroom, in our master bathroom, you know, shower. And then to the right, you have the commode. I go in just like normal. And the shower door, which is like 3-inch, you know, thick glass, is wide open, and I smash my forearm right into it. I don't know how the glass didn't shatter, and I went down like a fucking heap. A heap. And God, if there was a recording, I mean, I would be set for life on YouTube. My wife, obviously very concerned. I thought I shattered my forearm. And of course, I had some words. Why the shower door was open. Yeah. Why was the shower door open? Because apparently it was musty in there. But if you're going to leave the shower door open in pitch black, it is, I think in the moment I said, what is this house fucking Home Alone? That was like my, like, you know, my pride and joy. Now, I iced up. It was like Bugs Bunny shit on my forearm, like UFC fighter. Like I've broken bones before and I'm like, I could not feel my fingers. Because I hit a nerve, I think, of some kind.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be laughing this hard.
No.
I'm laughing this hard now because you're fine, but Oh my God.
My wife during the moment was very supportive, felt bad, of course. Like, shit happens. I do come from a shit happens philosophy. But in the moment, it's a Home Alone house. And I didn't feel my fingers for like 2 or 3 days. The next day, I think I was doing a call with you and I like rested my forearm on the table. I was like, shit. Like it was very sensitive. So I think I felt sick too. So that day I woke up.
Yeah, and you were sick.
I know
sick.
What like Aaron Rodgers feels like. I could not move. My knee hurt. My forearm hurt. My soul hurt. Like, I'm like, this is it. Like, it doesn't get any worse than this. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. No, don't get
it's
old.
It's pretty brutal.
Just don't get old. Yeah.
Don't. Yeah. So I called you before hearing this story. I had, the worst part of this is that I had engagement photos that I was supposed to take, all scheduled. My friend was coming to do my makeup. And yeah, I was supposed to have these lovely engagement photos taken with the sunset in the background. And I moved my Christmas tree. It was supposed to go up. And I was like, wait, we're not putting it up today. I need to move it outside. I don't want this box sitting in our living room. Moved it downstairs. Was rushing upstairs. And I hooked my like foot on the back of my pant leg.
That's right.
And tried to catch myself with the foot in that pant leg and just like smash down. And I don't know if I think I've told this story on the podcast, but like I had surgery on my big toe in college and I have a T-plate and 3 screws in it. So stubbing that toe usually hurts. This felt like I called my brother was the only one that was available in my family because my husband my fiance is a teacher. Get ahead of ourselves here. Is a teacher, and so he couldn't answer the phone during the school day. So I called my brother, and I'm like, you have to calm me down, because I was in so much pain that I was like, I feel like this is when I broke my toe for the first time. And when I was sitting there, the pain started to hurt so bad that I was going to pass out when I first broke my toe. So this time I was like, I can't let it get that bad because I don't want to pass out by myself here, like just in writhing in pain. So long story short, I had to cancel my engagement photos. Hopefully get to reschedule soon.
I didn't
soon.
Know that.
I went to a wedding in Reno, had to put a boot on my foot, and went to a wedding in Reno in a boot. Went to see the orthopedic surgeon. They were like, it all looks good. She's like, actually, you did like blunt force trauma that could have broken up a lot of the scar tissue, so you might get more mobility back now. I was like,
no shit.
Thank you. She's like, I don't recommend doing that. But so basically hurting myself ended up paying off for me. So hopefully my toe works a little better. But
you were this is what I was getting to. You call. We talk and you sounded like so zen about it. I had to question if you were on drugs or what you were like, what your mental state was, because you're talking about this in real time. And I'm like, is everything OK? Like you.
Yeah, are you good? Are you on something?
I was concerned about your acceptance.
Once you do something like that and you have the inconvenience of like injuring yourself at a place like college where you have to like walk around campus and you don't want to be wearing a boot and like you're very self-conscious about what you look like and all of that stuff at that stage of life, you kind of don't care anymore. And like at this point, I was like, whatever, I'll wear a boot for a couple days. It's swollen, couldn't walk on it, couldn't move my other toes and that toe for 2 or 3 days, but we survived. So needless to say, both of us survived, but both of us are very clumsy, and this podcast just should be wrapped in bubble wrap.
Don't get old. We've recovered quite nicely. Next week, are we recording on a Tuesday? I think we should record on Tuesday. We have Thanksgiving, right? We didn't talk about this. We're talking about it right now on the show, which I love.
Yes, we are.
Because Thanksgiving for this pod is a joyous recording. We usually record like later at night. There's usually wine. Yep. Of course, I have a little bit of turkey anxiety right now because I'm not at home. I get home tomorrow, and then I'm going to immediately get ready. So I'm a little nervous about all of this. So we have to figure that out, because Thanksgiving it's like our Super Bowl for this podcast. It has long been the best worst episodes we produce.
Yeah, I think we do the most planning for that episode than we do for any other episode of this podcast. Great.
So it is. If you've never listened, I don't know, Tuesday, whatever. It's going to be early, though. We'll get you before Thanksgiving. We'll figure out when. I'm trying to think of other random shit. This is long. Somehow we turned this into one of our longest ones of the year, which is pretty normal. Is there any other? I have a question for you. So F1 Vegas this weekend? Like, that's the thing?
Yes.
What time does this start again?
It usually is like a 10 p.m. race. 10 p.m. Saturday is usually the race.
It was such a big deal last year. It's amazing. It's amazing how normal it's been now. I'm going to try to watch. Yeah, we'll be up watching stupid football. So we'll watch. Are you going to stay up and watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I did last year too.
That's a long day.
I normally, when I look up Grand Prix, they always just show up the same way for me. Like, why is this one deciding that it's not going to? There we go.
It's all good.
It's at 10 p.m. Pacific, which is perfect for me. College football will be winding down. I'll be awake anyway because we worked all day. So it's perfect.
Well, that's good.
Have you on F1 before?
I've never done it.
Well, it's actually really fun. So maybe we'll try that out this
week. If you have a tip, let me know, because I'd love to wager on something else. Obviously, bet on anything. All right. Sure. With that, next week, Thanksgiving week. Can't wait. Lots of pod fun to come. Playoffs and all that other stuff, too. Oh, that's right. We have to work Tuesday night. Shit. Maybe we do it after our playoffs.
Wow.
That would be kind of fun. It's a lot of talking.
Hours with each other. It is a lot of talking.
But we won't
drink until after the... Ooh, an after
An after show. Playoff. I kind of like it. It'd be fun.
Yep. I think that's what we're doing. We decided.
We have to figure that out. All right. We'll set up now. Paige, I'm Adam. We will talk to you guys next week.